Blog Talk Radio.
Lift your worship.
I wanna be where you are.
Woo.
I wanna be. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your host. I'm your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. Thank you for calling in on this Friday night. This is December the 3rd, 2021. I tell you something about being in the presence of the Lord. I tell you, when you get in his presence, there's so much peace. There's so much joy. Sometimes you get in the presence of the Lord, you might cry. Sometimes you get in the presence of the Lord, there's healing, there's deliverance. It ain't all about the breakthroughs and, you know, other things. I'd rather have the favor of God, and I'd rather have the peace of God. Peace. The peace of God be upon me. The peace of Yahweh be in my household. His peace that passes all understanding, just the presence where you can just rest in his presence, in his glory. So it's the peace being in his presence. It's having a connection with your father, Abba, your daddy. Oh, he's your supplier. So I thank you for calling in tonight. I thank you for taking your time. I pray that y'all can hear me. Everything is going okay. I believe Randy had some difficulties on yesterday, but we pray that there's no difficulties tonight. I just take authority over the airway. We come against the prince over the airway. I cover everyone that's listening tonight. I cover them upon the blood of Jesus. Father God, you come in. Just come and have your way. I always say you come in and have your way. I decrease so you can increase, Father God. I always say this is not LaShawn Radio Space. This is not LaShawn's show. This is Yahweh's show. So you move the way you want to move up on tonight. You have your way tonight. Holy Spirit, move. Those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the true living God is saying to us on this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. So, I thank you for coming on. As I was resting today, I always say, Lord, what do you want me to speak to your people about? What word do you want me to speak to them about? As he began to ministry, I had a dream. I tell you, whoa, the dreams, prophetic dreams that Yahweh have been given, is just, my God, it's just been back to back. But I had a dream. This woman say Hebrew, but the Bible verse she was saying Hebrew, it wasn't the Bible verse. The number she was mentioning in a dream, it wasn't in there. But I read the book of Hebrews the day before, the whole book of Hebrews. So I'm like, that's interesting. She spoke about Hebrew, but she was saying Hebrews. I think she was saying Hebrews chapter 1, verse 17. And I'm like, that's not in there. But anyway, I'm asking God for a deeper revelation on that. But as I began to rest, I try my best to rest whenever I'm have assignment. I try to rest. Do not answer the phone. For those who on here that reach out to me personally, should know if I don't answer the phone, don't take it personally. is that I'm spending time with my Father, or I'm resting myself. Amen. But I want to come to you. I'd like to thank Randy. Randy is the co-founder of Prophetic Grace Network. I tell you, I'm so grateful. And I thank Randy for hearing the voice of God, because some of y'all heard my testimony. I would never thought that people would hear my voice over the airways, even when Randy had approached me about coming and do a show on PGN. I didn't jump on it right away. I did not. It took some time. But I would never thought that my voice would be over the airways, even though he'll show you things in vision and parts. But things that he is doing and assignment that he have given unto me, if I would have known this a couple of years ago, I probably would have messed it up, be honest with y'all. I probably would have messed it up. He had to train me. He had to mold me. He had to put me in the fire. He had to break me. I had to go through some healing and deliverance myself. I had some tough word. I had some rebuking. I'm telling you, I had some correction. It didn't feel good, but I thank God for all the correction. I thank God for the turn down things in my life. I thank God for realigning me. I thank him for recovering me. He had to turn down, rebuild. I had to go to a place of recovering. So I just thank God. But I want to come to you. I say, Lord, well, maybe this won't be a long show tonight. Because I want to continue to rest, because I have some upcoming event this month. So I know I don't want to overwhelm myself or overwork. So I'm like, well, Lord, let this be a light night tonight. And when you ask God for something, he will do it. I know some people, they'll call in right at 10 something, right at 10:30. They call in right at that time. I don't know why people feel like we want to be on the radio all night long, but it's not true. We do want to get into a place where we want to rest and recover for pouring out. And I want y'all to understand, when we teach the word, when we speak in the word, his spirit come up on us, we are pouring out. It's like the virtue is leaving us. So we'll be pretty much whoa down. I won't say whoa down, but we be pretty much like, okay, then we have to come back and pray for y'all. So we do need our beauty rest. We need to rest. We definitely need to rest. So keep that in mind. Don't pull on the leaders. Don't, you know, keep calling the leaders and bugging the leaders. They need to rest and recover. Amen. Well, I want to talk to y'all. I had taught on this before about the graveyard clothes, but the name of this message tonight, Jesus said unto them, catch it. You have to catch it. You have to really catch it. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. He said unto them, and we about to find out who is them. Who was he talking to? My God, I tell you, the word is alive. It's alive. It's sharpened. But who was Jesus talking to? Who was he talking to? And you can find this message in John 11. You can find this. And this is the story about Lazarus. And what had happened, Lazarus, he fell sick and he died. Jesus was in another town when this happened. He was out with the disciples. But he got the news of Lazarus had passed away. He got the news that he had passed away. And it was a word sent to him that Lazarus had died. And it was calling for Jesus to come. Even with Martha, she even told when Jesus did come, when he got the news and he did come, Martha told him, "Lord, behold, he who that loves is sick." He got the word that Lazarus was sick. And Jesus was out in another town. But I want to point something out to you tonight. I want to point something out, and I'm trying to look at something. Okay, I want to go down to, because I didn't want to read the whole verse. I didn't want to read the whole chapter. But I want to go down here to verse 11. "These things said he," this is Jesus talking, "and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awaken him out of sleep. Then said his disciple, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." They didn't even have no idea what Jesus meant about he was asleep. Jesus also spoke what Jesus was talking about when he said he sleep. Jesus was talking about death. He was talking about his death. But Jesus understood everything he was speaking. He sleep. But the disciple didn't understand what he mean about he was sleep. So he had to come back and explain it to them plainly. He's speaking about his death. But they thought that Jesus was talking about he was taking a rest and sleep. That's what the disciples thought. So Jesus had to tell them plainly that Lazarus is dead. But this is the thing in verse 15. "And I am glad for your sake that I was not there. And there's a reason why Jesus said, "I'm glad for your sake that I was not there." And the reason why he said that, so his disciples can believe, they can believe what the miracle that Jesus was about to do. "I'm glad I went there when Lazarus," Jesus saying, "I'm glad I went there when Lazarus took his last breath. I'm glad that Lazarus was dying," because when Jesus got the news, it was two days now. Lazarus been dead for 2 days. Jesus didn't even come when he got the news that Lazarus was dead. Jesus continued to do what he was doing for 2 more days because Lazarus laid in the tomb for 4 days. Why did Jesus allow him to lay in the tomb for 4 days when he got the news within 2 days? Oh, I'm finna help somebody out tonight. Why didn't Jesus come when he first got the news? Why was he not in a rush when he got the news? He continued to do. He was already on assignment because Jesus knew, like he told them, "I'm not of this world. Where I come from, my Father sent me." Jesus had that type of faith. It was his faith. He believed in his Father. It wasn't him. It was his Father, the Spirit. So he had that type of faith. "When I get there," which is 2 days later, "I am going to go. And I am going to go see Lazarus." But Jesus did not bother to come there soon as he got the news. It was 2 days, remember. Lazarus was sitting in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus was in no big old rush. And as I begin to read this, when you know what type of God you serve, when you know your assignment, my God. When you know your assignment, your calling, and what you are called on this earth to do, and you have that type of faith, you have that type of faith. I remember when we was coming back, me and my husband were coming back from our anniversary, and I know I told him not to tell my son because he was in college. He was 2 hours away. I said, don't tell him we were going out of town because I know my son. But listen, Michael ran his mouth and said, we going out of town. We taking a road trip to New York. We going to be going X, Y, Day. I already know my son had a key to the house, and I already knew my son had a key to my car. Second pair of car keys came up missing. And I already knew that he was going to come to the house when he knew we wasn't there and drive the car. And I told my husband, well, when we got back, the closest I was getting back to the home, I just in my spirit, someone going to be right. Well, my son back at college. We got back home. And around that time was my birthday. My husband, when I came back, and he said, you need to go out there and look at your car. Do you think I got up out of my bed and went out and looked at that car? No, I did not. I continued to lay down. And when it was time for us to go out to eat some good old steak, it was time for us to get up and go out to eat. And when it was time for me to get in my husband's car, I looked over there at my car, seen that he wrecked it, and got on that car and went on about my business because I already knew. And my husband was cutting up. You don't see your car? You don't see what happened? I said, I already knew if I called my son, he was going to try to lie about it, which he did. And I politely talked to him. He came back and told the truth. When you have walked in so much peace, and it's not that you don't care, or if you have faith, when you lose something like your job, or you lose something like your car, or you lose a relationship or people, while you got a faith that God gonna take care of you. So Jesus had that type of faith. I got to continue to do my assignment. I got to keep my eyes on the assignment. I keep my eyes to the hills to which my help, where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. So he kept his eyes on his father, and he was by his father's business. He did not come as soon as they told him Lazarus had died. Took him 2 days. Jesus was on assignment. It take a person with faith. I'm talking about faith, to come when they get news. Your mama died or somebody that's close to you had passed. But Jesus told him that he just sleep. And he said, I'm glad that I was not there for your sake. And the reason why he said that, so they may believe, nevertheless, so they can believe in him. But he said, nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then here go Thomas, one of the disciples. He said, let us also go, and I'm just skipping around because, like I said, I don't want to read the whole thing. Let us go that we might die with him. See, they still didn't understand what Jesus was saying because Thomas said, let us go so we can die with him. But they about to be in a rule of surprise. They should have been and see a miracle. They seen Jesus open blind eyes. Heal sick. They seen it, but they about to see a real, like a miracle. Because Thomas said, well, let us go. Let us go too so we can die with Lazarus. He didn't even know what he was saying. So Jesus went. He went on to Judea. He went on. And so I want to go down to the verse that I really want to talk about. This is what I really want to. I was just giving y'all a little bit of taste of the story. But this is what I want to get to. Okay. Let's see. I remember when the Lord gave me this about a couple of years ago, and I got a video on it, when he spoke to me at Tucson in the morning about the graveyard clothes. Lazarus had been, by the time Jesus, and then when Jesus got to the village, he still didn't rush over to Lazarus. He was met by Martha. He was met by Martha. He had a conversation with her. And then he also had a conversation with their sister. And so he still ain't got to the tomb where Lazarus was lying, where they put Lazarus at. So this is the thing that I want to get to. Okay. And when he thus has spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus come forth. And he that was dead came forth. Y'all catch this. Bind, B-O-U-N-D, hands and foot with grave clothes. And his face were bind about with a napkin. N-A-P-K-I-N. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Who do you think he was talking to? I'm telling you, I'm going to break this thing down to y'all tonight. Who you think Jesus was talking to? He said unto them, loose him and let him go. See, and this going to help some of y'all out about situation you are going through in your life. This going to help some of you out about situation that your family going through, that your sons and daughters going through, or your spouse is going through. Who do you think Jesus was talking to? I wish we was all on the call together, because I would like to hear some of y'all saying, who do you think the Messiah was talking to, the King was talking to? You thought he was talking to people that rolled back the stone? You thought he was talking to his sisters, or he was talking to the priests, because they was all out there? If you go read the chapter to your for yourself. Or do you think he was talking to the disciples? Who do you think he was talking to? Some of y'all probably say the disciples. Some of y'all probably say the people that rolled back the stones, which all those answers is wrong. He was not talking to them. He was not talking to them. Jesus, he told them, they took away the stone from the place where the dead was, who was laying. And Jesus lift up his eye and say, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Jesus thought, think his father. And he also said, I knew. Jesus know. He know what his father is capable of doing. He said, I know and I believe in you that you have heard me. And you always gonna hear me. Now I'm paraphrasing. He's saying you know my voice. You hear me. You have been hearing me since you put me on this earth. And I know this. I have faith that whatever I ask you, you hear me and you're going to do it. Always. You hear me. Always. This is what Jesus talking to his father. But because of the people which stand by, I said it. He's saying, I told him who I came from, where I came from. I told him about you. I told him I don't do nothing of myself. Everything I do come from the Father. That they may believe that thou hast sent me. I already know you can do this. I already know you can raise him from the dead. I already know you can heal the sick. I already know you can open the blind eyes. I already know you can open the deaf ears. I already know you can heal the lame. I already knew you can heal the woman with the issue of blood. I already know because you sent me here. I already know about the miracles and signs and wonder. I already know how to speak your word because your word is in me. But Ram, he been in this tomb for 4 days. Why Jesus didn't come on the third day? Why he didn't come 2 days when he got the news? Why he didn't come? Why he waited so long? He knew He knew what was in him. He had the spirit of the living God, living Yahweh in him. He didn't have to move when the crowd wanted him to move. He didn't have to move when he got the news that Lazarus was laying in that tomb. He didn't have to move. When he finished his assignment where he was at, then he moved to that village, that town. And when he got there, he still wanted a big old rush to go to the tomb. He had a conversation with two people. But he said, I know this. And I know you hear me always. I know you're a miracle guy. I know you're a faithful guy. I know you with me day and night. I know you are my strength. I know you are my strong tower. I know this about you because I came from you and you sent me here. So I know everything. I know this, but it's because of the people that's around. It's the people. I told them about you. I have mentioned your name. I didn't tell them about heaven. And when he spoke, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. Listen, he that was dead came forth. Now listen, he came forth, but he was still bound. Uh-oh, he came forth, but he was still bound. Death still hold him. Death still had a grip on him. That still was holding him down. He came forth. The spirit that to him came forth. But that still had him. I'm going to show you how that still had Lazarus. He came forth because Jesus called him by his name. Sometimes we have graveyard clothes on. Sometimes we are walking around like dead men walking. Sometimes our children, our spouse, they are being bound because of the graveyard clothes. Call their name out and tell them to come forth. But when you tell them to come forth, you got to tell that death, the death of depression, the death of mind control, you got to tell death that's trying to take them out with sickness and infirmity to loose them and let them go. I hope somebody caught that tonight. He was still bound up. He was bound up with his hands and foot with graveyard clothes. His face was even bound up with nappings. And when I looked up the word nappings, when he gave me this revelation a couple years ago, that's when the thing came out with coronavirus. And when I looked up the word nappings, my God, mask came up. See, God gave a prophetic word 2 years ago, and he let me know my people would not be bind up. That's not of me. He spoke 2 years ago. I did a video on this. That's not of me, because my people would not be muff. My people would not be silent. My people would not be shut up in this hour. That's not of me for them to be bind. Nappings. And I'm telling you, go do your research yourself. When you look up nappings, masks come up. And it just blew me away. That's the type of God we serve. He's going to show you the truth. He's going to show you the truth about things that's going on. So his face. Now, y'all, I can go more deeper than deeper in this about the face being bind up with nappings. Jesus said unto them, he was not talking about the disciples. He was not talking about the one that rolled back on. He was not talking to Lazarus' sisters or the priest. He spoke to them, unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. He spoke unto them. He was talking about the unclean spirits, the demons that try to hold him down in the graveyard clothes. Oh, somebody better catch it tonight. He was talking about the one that tried to keep him down. Jesus rose on the third day. Jonah was in the belly for 3 days. Why Jesus didn't go raise Lazarus up on the the third day. He waited for the fourth day. But when he said, loose him and let him go, he spoke unto them. You better understand when he said, when the word say he spoken unto them, that means so many things had him bind up. Debt has him bind up. It had him bind up with his hands. It had him bind up with his feet. It had him bind up even in his mouth. It tried to keep him dead. It tried to keep him in the ground. It tried to keep him in that tomb. It tried to hold him. Oh, who am I talking to? When he spoke to them, Jesus spoke unto them. He said unto them, this is the type of power. This is the type of faith. Demons begin to tremble. Demons begin to run when they hear the name Jesus, when they hear the blood of Jesus. They don't like that because they know he defeated them. So then wrestle with no demons. Show me where you see where he wrestled with a demon. He would say, loose them and let them go. Come out of there. Shut up and be quiet. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing the way, but you understand what I'm saying. He spoke one word. Even they would ask Jesus, when Jesus cast out legion of demons out one man, can we go into the swamps of pigs? They ask for permission. Even demons know their time is up. They know when their time is up. Jesus was not, he didn't tell the disciple to come. He didn't tell the disciple, unwrap the graveyard clothes for him. He wasn't talking to the disciples. He didn't tell the disciple to pull the napkin from his face. He wasn't talking to them. He was talking to those spirits, not the Holy Spirit. He was talking about the depth spirit, the one that had him all bind up. And so in your life, sometimes you were like, why am I walking like I know I've been asleep, but I'm so tired. It's like I didn't sleep for 10, 12 hours. I just don't have no energy. Sometimes what got you bind up? It's things in your life will have you bind up. There's things in your life will have your marriage bind up. There's things that will have your child mind bind up. There's things that will bind up your family. You got to have the eye to see. You got to help the wisdom, knowledge, and understand when you got on graveyard clothes. Some of us have on graveyard clothes. We are sleeping in our own grave. You got to get yourself up. Sometimes you got to call your own self forward. You got to begin to call your name forward. There's many times at night the Holy Spirit sent the angel into my room and woke me up to pray for people. Call their name forth even though they not in the state of Texas, begin to call these names forth. You don't understand by you walking in obedience. And when he tell you to get up at a certain time, fall on your face, do what the Spirit of the living God is telling you to do. But he was telling me to call names in Africa, call names in Asia. You don't know these people. Begin to call their names to come forth and tell the grave your clothes to loose them. You ain't talking to the people. You talking about things that you can't see, because the word tell us we wrestle not with flesh and blood. It's principality. It's power. It's things that's above us in high places that you can't even understand. And they here to kill, steal, and destroy. My God, I feel the fire of God upon me. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I came as the light. Darkness can't stand light. Jesus came as the light of the world. Jesus came to give life and life abundantly. So when Jesus, he had that type of faith, it took him 4 days to get to Lazarus. He took him 4 days to get there. He wasn't in no big old rush because he know the type of serve. He already know things because he came from heaven himself. He was just in a fleshly body. So he didn't have to rush. He already knew when he get to that town, that village, how God was going to use him. And he said, I'm doing this. Another thing, when you back up, go before that verse, he said, I'm going to do this for the glory. I'm going to do this for my Father's glory so he can be glorified. Not glorify me, so he can be glorified. Even when Jesus would heal and deliver people, they did not bow down. My God, Holy Spirit, you speak on her tonight. They did not bow down. They gave the glory to God. Even though Jesus came as his son, even though Jesus came from the Father, they didn't give him the glory. You open that book and you will see they say thank you, Father. They didn't say thank you, Jesus. So if they didn't say thank you, Jesus, why you can't say thank you, Father? Don't you dare glorify a man. You better glorify your heavenly Father who created heaven and earth. Who am I talking to tonight? Even the people, when Jesus was healing and delivering and set free, they didn't glorify Jesus. They gave all the glory to the Father, which are in heaven, doing this so my Father can get the glory. Even that's in verse 4. When Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death. The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, for the glory of Yahweh, for the glory of Abba, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. You better finish that sentence. Finish the sentence. Don't pick and choose. Finish the sentence. He said, for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. By all the glory and honor go to Yahweh. He told death. He spoke to death. Jesus spoke to death. Jesus spoke to death. When Jesus said, I got to go back to where which I come from. I got to go back. Once again, I'm paraphrasing. I got to go back to the one who sent me, which is my Father. But I'm not just not going to leave you helpless. I'm not going to leave you like you is. I'm going to send a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. The same he told his disciple, the same work that you have seen me do, perform the miracles, the greater work you shall do. So if he say the greater work you shall do. Why you sitting up there saying, well, it was just state, why you sitting up there saying, well, that's just state time. It just state time. Do you not know some people check out of here at premature death? You not know the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking who he can devour, and some people is leaving out of here before their time. Oh, it was just state time. They time was up. Nah, baby, if you know the word of God and what the word of God stand for, you know, you can go in there, Tamata, wake up. You better understand the disciple was called their name, Tamata, wake up. That's what they spoke because they remember what their Messiah told them. They remember what the King of Kings and Lord of Lords had told them. The same work you see me do, you would do greater work. So Paul and Peter and them, they went and raised the dead, even people that they were walked by, people just the shadow of the people would just stay shadow. They were being healed. Even they people that was lame were getting up walking. Even they went to Tamara and told her to get up. They didn't slap her across the head. They didn't do CPR. They spoke her name and say, get up, because they remember what Jesus have done. He spoke Lazarus' name and told Lazarus to come forth. So when you see your loved one, they that's been bind, they bind, their mouth is muffled because they got on napkins. Their hands and feet are been bind up. You got to call them to come forward, and you got to call every sickness, high blood pressure, loosen them, heart disease, loosen them, let them go. You take your hands up off their heart. You take your hands up off their mind. I speak, you got to speak unto them, and unto them is the sickness, it's the infirmity, it's the graveyard clothes. You got to speak to it and say unto them, loose them and let them go. You're going to loose yourself up off my marriage. You're going to loose yourself up off my child. You're going to loose the mind of my child. My child is not going to be depressed. My child is not going to be oppressed by your tactics. My child shall live. They will not die by a bullet of a gun. My child shall live a long life. My child will not commit suicide. You suicide demon, you better loose them and let them go. Get up out of here. That's what type of power, and that's what you have to have inside of you. Greater is he that's in you than him that's in the world. Oh, my God. But anybody just can't do it. Some of you can't even go. You better not go and play with them things. Have you not read about the priests? They thought they could do exactly what Paul and Peter could do. Demons tell them. Jesus, I know. Yeah, I know Jesus. Yeah, I know Paul, but who are you? Whoop them till they came out of there with no clothes on. Why? People ask me why people don't do healing and delivering. Because the same one that's in that pulpit need to be healed and delivered themselves. Demons will tell you about yourself. You ain't read Frank Hammer's book, The Pig and Apollo. You ain't read his book where he was trying to cast out a demon in his own wife, and the demon looked at him and told him about his sin and what he was dealing with, and he had to go get himself set free. You cannot play with them. It will cost you. A lot of people have quoted, it will cost you for your yes, and it will cost you to carry the cross. But look, it will cost you not to walk in obedience. It will cost you that you know that the adversary, Satan, his little imp, walk around like a roaring lion seeking who he can devour. It will cost you to know that the enemy killed, steal, and destroy. When you know that and you still doing wrong, that will cost you. You don't want to pay that cost. You don't want your family to pay that cost. That will cost you. Are you willing to pay? Is you willing to pay that cost? That's the question. Are you willing to pay that cost? Knowing that the enemy is trying to take you out, trying to destroy your marriage, trying to tear down. Jesus, God would tear down. He would tear down and rebuild. So said unto them, loose him and let him go. You got to exercise your authority. Power and authority has been given unto you. If you don't believe it and you don't have faith, see what, oh, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord, help me. Help me tonight. I see so many people, even in the body of Christ. Matter of fact, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing that up. When we go out and feed the overcome, one time we went out and fed the overcomers, which is the homeless. We call them the overcomers because we all overcomers. And we also pass our Bibles. We're passing our Bibles because they get fed all the time. But if they getting fed with the word, or you speaking the word when you out there feeding them, and you out there doing things for the community, for the kids, or you feeding them the word, he say, feed my sheep. That's why he's pulling a lot of people out the building to go out there and feed his sheep. True people, the true people, the true servant. We all servant. But are you feeding them, or you afraid to go up to them and tell them, you don't got to beat them him aside the head. You could just tell him. I'm telling you, it one word. I tell people one word. I have told people one word. Jesus love you, and tears coming out their eye. That's all they want to hear. Jesus love you, and he got a plan for you. You don't got to sit up there and preach to them and beat them down with no word. That sometimes they just want to hear one word to let them know that they ain't out there by themselves. Huh? We was out passing Bibles out along with the food, and it was a group of guys out there. And everybody, yeah, I want to buy. It just amazed me how many people want the Bible when God say, break bread with my people, my daughter. And I asked him, how do you want me to break bread with them? And he started download revelation how to do it. Go buy books. He didn't allow people to come and donate the books. I took my own income, my retirement, and went on there and bought over 200 books to pass out to feed his people. Get these books to them. Get them to these children. Pass out these books. Get them into their household. And we was downtown, and we were passing out the books, and people was coming up. Yes, I want the Bible. Even a man came up and said, do you even have a King James Bible? Yes, I want a Bible. It was the particular one. I'm telling you something. Boy, this is how powerful God's word is. This is how powerful God's word. It's a sword. It's a two-edged sword. It might come out as a one sword. My God speak. But when it come out all the way, it's coming out with a double sword. God is the double sword. But when I got ready, I said, do y'all want a Bible? You now know that man backed up so quick. He said, no, I don't want that. He said, no, I don't want that. And his friend come on, I don't want it. Some people know not to play with God. These people that's out there homeless, my God, Holy Spirit, see, there are people out there homeless, know not to play with the word of God, know not to play with God. But you got the ones that's in the building, in the pulpit, playing with God. How long do you think you're going to play with him? How long you think you're going to be in that pulpit with that secret? If the sinners that's in the streets, when you try to give them the word and they back up and say, no, I don't want that. They know better. My God, somebody, y'all don't think that man backed up and said, threw his hand up and I'm looking at his eyes. His eyes were red like fire. He said, no, I don't want that. Oh, no, I don't want that right there. I'm not going to even touch it. And his friends said, I don't want it either. They was like, no, I don't want it. And I say, go ahead and take it just in case you need it. I won't fit to force him. He said, He said, my daddy. He said, my daddy was a pastor. My wife a ministry. But that man backed up so quick from that Bible and threw his hand up and said, I don't want it. They know not to play with God. They know what they was doing. If they got common sense, I'm not for to play with this thing because this thing can cost me my life. Why is the body of Christ think they can play with the word of God? Why is the body of Christ think they can play? How long do you think you can play with him and get away with it? Oh, my God. I told y'all, this G-O-D radio station. He backed up and said he didn't want it. He wants fit to play with it. He don't want the word. And I said, well, if you sure you don't want it, if you want it, it's right here. Because one day you might need it. Say, I don't want that. I don't want that. You better understand. You better start calling your family member name forth because I don't care if they in the crack house. I don't care. I didn't told y'all. I see strippers. Y'all laugh at me, but I see strippers sliding down the pole, and they're going to have an encounter with Jesus, and they coming up out that strip club. They coming up out the graveyard in the club. Your son and daughter can be on the floor, tussle roll robot, but they can have an encounter with Jesus because you in your closet, you on your face, and he say, call their name to come forward, to come out from amongst them. Call their name to come forward. Tell them gray your clothes to loose them and let them go. That's why you got the obedience when he tell you to do something, because it can save one of your family member life. My God, thank you, Holy Spirit. He wasn't talking to the disciples when he said unto them, loose him and let him go. I don't care. Sometimes, y'all know I don't mind telling y'all some testimony. Y'all know I done told some of y'all know my story more than some of these people on PVN. You listen to somebody that know about spiritual warfare. You talking to somebody where I done seen demons stand up in people. You are talking about they are real. I don't care what your mama say, what your daddy say, what your auntie say. Those things are real. It's throughout the book that they are real. And that's what Jesus was talking to. He was talking to those demons. He said unto them to loose him and let him go. He was not talking to the priests and the people that was around him. He was talking to the dead. He was talking the debt. Debt. You didn't have a right to hold him. Debt. You don't have a right to muffle his mouth. Debt. You don't have a right to take my daughter out. Debt. You would not take her out with a heart attack. Debt. You would not take her out with depression. Debt. I'm speaking to debt to loose them and let them go. That's who Jesus was talking to. My God. My God. My God. If he's talking to them, and he said, greater work shall you do. You better look at your husband. You better look at your wife. You better, I don't care if they got the green eye. I don't care if they got the pink eye. I don't care if they got a blue eye, the third eye. You supposed to have the power. Don't you back down. Like I said, if your hands ain't clean and you don't got pure heart, he ain't give you the authority. You sit down somewhere because he say, lay hands on no one. Suddenly, sometime now, see, we said this a couple years ago. The word is just manifesting. We said that we sound the alarm that God, Yahweh, is about to do things unusual. God is about to do things uncommon that is going to mess people up. You don't have to lay hands on them no more. Just like Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Like Jesus said, come up out of them. That's the only thing you have to say. And I believe and I have the faith. If I'm on PGN Prophetic, I know this is a Prophetic Grace Network, but I told y'all through the Spirit that this is the time and the hour that God is calling people to be healed and delivered. Everybody talking about prosperity. Everybody talking about breakthrough. Everybody talking about your husband that coming, but how can you get your husband when you need to be set free from yourself? How can you get the breakthrough when you need to be delivered and set free from your mind? My God, there's some bloodline curses that they need to be uprooted at your bloodline. Somebody don't like the truth tonight. No, he's saying, He's just like he told Moses, tell Pharaoh to let people go. He been saying that, tell these leaders that got my people bind up. Tell my people, tell that leader to let them go. He been warning them to let my people go from divination, falsehood. You calling down strange fire. You giving them false prophecy. He been saying, let my people go. My people have been bind up with graveyard clothes. They've been sitting in the church for so long with graveyard clothes. They not getting the meat because I am the meat. I am the light. Jesus is the meat. He said, I am the meat. That's what he told them. They thought he was talking about food. If you eat of this meat, and they was, oh my God, the way Jesus was talking, the way he was talking to them. He said, he's going to go. They're going to kill him. And this is the thing. When I read the word, when Jesus said we need to go to Jerusalem to prepare, he already knew what they were going to do. They're going to kill me. Look what one of his disciples going to do. That Peter pulled Jesus to the side and called himself rebuking what Jesus said because he didn't like him. To say, get behind thee, Satan. When you on assignment, some people are stumbling blocks. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to you and tell you right here what you're going to speak. It's going to cost you. You're going to get some backlash. You're going to be prosecuted. You're going to be ridiculed. Sometimes he tell the leaders, before you open your mouth, they ain't going to understand. Don't take it personal. They didn't like my son, so they not going to like you. They ain't going to like you. We're going to go ahead and take callers. Thank God. It's 10 o'clock, so I know the phone might start lighting up, but we just have a few people with their hands up. So, Father God, I thank you for the word, Father God. Let those who have an ear hear and those who listen online, if you like to call in and like to speak about the word for tonight, be more happy to give us a call. You can call in. The number to call in for those who online, that listen online, you can call in. And the number to call in is 319-527-6027, 319-527-6027. And press 1 if you'd like to come on the show and speak about the topic, about the word. Just press 1. I will see you on the switchboard, and I'll be more happy to bring you on. We're going to go ahead and take a call. Thank you, Father God. I just ask that you fill me back up. I just speak the covering of the living God. Cover us on here, Father God. You know what your people need, Father God. And Father God, like I tell y'all all the time, don't ever turn down prayer. Everybody need to pray. I be telling the Lord, I'm the one standing in the need of prayer. I'm the one need prayer. So prayer is much needed in this hour. It's much, much needed in this hour. So those, like I tell y'all, people will start calling in at 10 o'clock. You'll start seeing more numbers calling in at 10. But we're going to continue to move on. I have already spoke the word. You know, people don't want to hear the teaching, but they want the prophecy. And if you understand prophecy, God is the word. He's the living word. He is the prophetic word. He is the prophetic word. And a lot of us missing because we are thirsting after a word, a prophecy, but we don't want to thirst after the word, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the living God. Some people want to bypass an hour and call in at 10 o'clock because they don't want the teaching. But, my people are being destroyed due to lack of knowledge. They reject knowledge. They reject it. So we'll go ahead and take the first call. God bless you. 580, this is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is LaShawn. This is Caroline from Jamaica.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I was blessed by your words that you shared tonight. Thank you.
Oh, give God the glory.
Amen.
Well, do you have a prayer request, or you want to share a testimony? Or?
You can just pray for me as the Holy Spirit did, praying to align myself to the will of God. I just want His will to be done in my life, to be revealed, and I'm able to walk in the assignment and purposes that God has for me once they are revealed. Thank you.
Okay. Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I thank you that she's making her request known, that she want to line up with your will. Not your will is already done. Your will for her life is already done. And you know, maybe one day God will lead us to teach on how the will of God, if it's done in heaven, it is done. It is done. It's a stamp of approval in heaven. Once He approves something in heaven, It cannot be undone. And that's what the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me about all week. It's done in heaven. I don't care what they try to do against you. I don't care how they speak against you, what they do against you. It is already done in heaven. So when your will line up with heaven, he said, let thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So when you line up with God's will and walk in his obedience, it's already done in heaven. And it's just a matter of time before things will begin to manifest in your life. That's what, if you want a manifestation, line up with the will of God. You want a manifestation, so go around and get word and word and word. And when it don't fit, they tunky, they go to another one and go to another one. They get upset because people have correct them or say, hey, we ain't going to do this. And go to another. But when you line up with the assignment that God has for your life and who God signs for your life, his will is already done. So I thank the Father for the will that he's already got in heaven for you. It's just the time. Keep walking it. Keep walking. Keep walking. Don't get distraction. Don't get pulled. And I just speak that his word will be a lamp unto your feet to lighten up your pathway, that you will know what ground to go on. You will know the direction to go on. So, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in your daughter's life, because you're stirring her up. I see a stir. He's stirring you up. It's like he's missing the things, all the ingredients that he needs to make you and to mold you. He got all the ingredients. He been having the ingredients. So it's a stir that's going on. Let him continue to do what he needs to do in your life, because I see a great stirring with you. He's stirring you up for the greater that's in you. You don't think you have greatness in you, but it is in you. Keep your head up. Keep looking to the hill, which come your help. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
No, thank you. That's it. I just.
Yeah. And this is what I want to say. We talked about this, I think it was last week. I just can't recall. I know it was one day on here. When you get a prophetic word, have faith. That's one thing. People don't have faith. They don't think God sometimes. I remember a prophet had told me from getting the word from God, from the Holy Spirit, you're going to prophesy one word. You best believe it was a season. I just spoke one word. And because a person speak one word, that don't mean it's not coming from God. Sometimes, I mean, we don't know. When you learn of God's ways and know it's not our ways, you will understand. And a lot of people are missing it because they are expecting something else, and they are missing it. So when you get your word, have faith and pray. Pray over your word. Pray. And, you know, write it down. Record it. And say, well, Lord, I don't know when or however. Your conversation with the Father is between you and the Father. But one thing I know, he's going to always come back and get confirmation. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed night.
You too. Thanks. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. This is Sister LaShawn. It's who calling? Where you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn. This is Latrice from Bama.
Hey, Latrice. How you doing?
It is well in spite of.
Amen. Amen. God is good. He is good.
Oh, him for you.
Amen. Do you have a special request or a testimony or something you want to share?
No, if you would, pray as the Lord allows. I'm believing God for some things, and if you would agree with me as touching, it would be well.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Latrice. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life. Father God, we thank you for the mighty move that you're doing in her life. Father God, I just speak like we spoke tonight. You came as the light of the world. Let your light shine through her. Let your light shine upon her to where nothing can, nothing, no sickness, nothing, no infirmity. Let your light shine through her, Father God. Shine out everything that's trying to attack her body. Shine it. Shine your light on it, Father God. Oh, Father God, do a new thing on the inside of her. And, Father God, everything that's trying to grab hold of her light, trying to grab hold of your ankles, your feet, I command it to loose her. Father God, there would be no doubt. There would be no fear. You didn't give us the spirit of fear, but you gave her power, love, and a sound mind, that she will have a sound mind over these things that trying to hoover over her. These things that trying to hoover over her in this season, that she will have a sound mind and that your light is going to shine upon it and outshine darkness in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we break the power. We break the power of, I don't know, thank you, Holy Spirit. There are some things that, I don't know what's really holding you back. You know quite big. You've been in ministry for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been in ministry for a while, and you know about the healing. You know how to pray. You know about the healing because you do have a, I don't know if this ever been taught to you, but you have a healing anointing on you. You have ability to see like the spirit of discernment, to see the adversary for who he really is. Okay. So I don't know if something trying to weigh you or distract you or what this is, because I see you should be way. I don't know if you in a church or you have a church home or wherever you at, but you should be used more than what you are doing. You should be doing some work for the kingdom of God. And I just ask God to show you this, to really speak to you and show you this. That what is your assignment? You go to him and say, what do you want me to do? What is your assignment for me in this hour? What do you have for me to do? There's something you're supposed to be doing besides what you're doing. Are you in ministry or you?
Oh, yeah, I'm in there.
Are you teaching? What are you doing? Are you teaching? Are you praying?
I'm all of the above. I'm an evangelist. I evangelize. Mm-hmm. I go out. I pray. I intercede.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, I'm doing it. I'm involved actively. I'm a prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out there.
Well, let me. No, but it's like something. It's like something. It's something that God wants you to do. Let me ask something. Do you have, like, meetings? Has the Holy Spirit talked to you about having meetings in your home or, like, on a prayer line? Have you done that, or have he spoke to you about that?
I've been on the prayer line, not in my, I haven't had meetings in my home. But I've been on a prayer line. I'm on a couple of prayer lines.
Have he really spoke to you, like in a dream or a vision, where you need to be at in this season?
Yeah, and I'm doing what thus saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Because I just see you know a lot, and I feel like you need to be at a certain place with God for your assignment. I don't know if he want to elevate you to another assignment, and sometimes it could be us. We don't think God is calling us to do something else that is greater, because we have been up under some people for so long. And God been trying to detach. Now, I say, listen carefully. I say he would do the cutting of the biblical cord. He would do biblical cord. He would do the cutting. He would do the detaching. I don't know, but I just see that there's something that he wants to give to you, but he needs you to trust him because you have wisdom and you are called into the healing. You have a healing anointing. I don't know if you know that, but you do.
I do. I operate in the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I have established churches. I have written bylaws. I have set them up in Jesus' name.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you had took a break or what. I don't know. I just asked God to give you more revelation, clarification. It could be that he's taking you to another level. He's elevating you. And when he elevates you, some that you used to be around, they can't, I mean, unless he called specifically wants to go with you.
I'm in isolation for preparation now, so I don't hang with people, too many
mm-hmm.
people, maybe one, two at the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father God, I just ask that you give your daughter Latrice more clarification on the word, Father God. What do you want her to do? What do you want her to do? Because also, well, I also see you busy. I see you busy doing a lot for a lot of people, too. And that could be one of the things as well. I see you doing a lot for a lot of people. Busy. Like people pulling on you. Get to a place where you rest and you shedding. Sometimes you got to shed it down in order to really hear fast and pray. And even God going to show you some things that trying to attack, you know, come against your body and trying to attack you. Fast and pray. Sometimes we got to cut our phone ringer off. Sometimes we got to put that phone down, not to answer that phone. But sometimes we got to get ourselves in that place, in that posture with Christ in order for us to really hear what he's saying to us. What is your next assignment? Who do you want me to pray for? Where do you want me to go? Even is there a move you want me to move? You have to get in that posture. And I'm pretty sure you know all this. But sometimes we get so busy that we forget. Because we so busy with everything. We got family pulling on us. We got this over here. We got that over here. We going to the church. We going here. And we don't have really time to spend with him like we should to hear what he want us to do. Because remember, we not on man's hour and time. We on God's time and hour. We on his time. We on his hour. So, Father God, just give your daughter more revelation, more knowledge and understanding about what you need her to do. If you're telling her to rest for a season, that she would rest. And I'm talking about rest to spend more time with you so you can give her prepare body, mind, her spirit, ready for a next greater assignment, because I just feel like I'm hearing there's something greater, not what you used to, not what you normally do, but God got something greater for you. Don't be afraid to let go. You don't, it's like, I don't know. I keep seeing this and I'm trying to explain it the best way I know how. I don't want to say you latching or something. You didn't got comfortable with being around a certain ministry or certain something, but he's trying to do something new with you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's trying to do something new, and it's going to be good because it's time. It's time for you. It's time. He said, greater work shall you do. Greater work shall you do. Greater work shall you do. So when you spend time with him in that secret place, just ask him, what assignment do you have for me? Because your assignment It's not everybody's assignment. It's your assignment. He give it to you. You don't got to tell everybody about it. When he say do it, and I promise you, when he tell you to do it, he going to tell you, do it like this. Get on here. Do this. And you're going to know it's him because he going to give you peace about it. He going to give you peace and joy about the assignment he told you to do. God is not an author of confusion. It might sound crazy to you. Cut the naysay and the hearsay out of your ear. Well, what you doing there? I don't know what she going to. No, God told you, do it. Do it. Might look crazy to them, but God knows what he's doing. It's not crazy to him. Tell you to start a podcast or a TV show. Why not? Why he won't choose Latrice to do it? If he tell Latrice to do a cassette, a revival in her basement or start a revival in her neighborhood, why not? He cannot choose. He could choose anybody. He already chose you. He ain't already chose you. You just got to line up. Why not? He's doing things unusual and uncommon. So pay attention to how he speak to you, tell you to do. Pray about it, and he'll reveal it to you. Don't think he won't use you. So, I don't know if you understand that. It makes sense, but that's just what I try to explain it to the best way I know how. It's to do. It's assignment that he has for you, and it's time for you to do it.
Amen.
And he's going to come back and give you confirmation. It's gone. Sometimes we feel like we're alone. I tell you, when I got on the radio, I had nobody come on the radio with me. When I got on the prayer line, I got on that prayer line. One of me and the Holy Spirit. I used to be on that prayer line, and I tell you, I'd be on that prayer line. And the Holy Spirit would take over, for you know I'll be on that prayer line for an hour. Won't nobody be on there. See, he's testing your faith. I'm telling you, if he can trust you over little, if you faithful over the assignment, you get. I'm telling you, listen to his voice. Go to him and ask him, what assignment do you have for me in this season? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? And watch.
Okay.
And I want to hear about it once he give you confirmation. And once you walk in that time, I would like to hear what was it.
All righty.
Is there anything else, Miss Latrice?
No, that's it. I do thank you, LaShawn.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate you. And, you have a blessed evening, and we'll talk on the next one.
Amen. You too. Have a blessed night and a blessed weekend. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I tell you, this is an easy night tonight. Thank you, Lord. 214-415. This is LaShawn. Ness, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Barbara.
Hey,
enjoyed this message. The word was good by itself, and I approve of this message.
Where are you calling from, Barbara?
I'm calling from Texas.
Okay, I thought that was a Texas number. How you doing tonight?
I'm excited after I heard you speaking. I got on a little late, but I still enjoy what I heard.
Well, we give all the glory to God. We give the glory to Him. Do you have a special prayer request or anything?
Well, we'll just let you pray and agree. And I just enjoyed you talking about the bloodline and to be obedient and do the will of the Father. Don't look at the circumstances and the things around. I just really enjoyed the word by itself. It was like you were reading my mail for everything I said this week.
Wow. I tell you, it wasn't me. The Holy Spirit knows.
Yes.
Like I said, the Holy Spirit knows what his people need. He knows. He knows. I don't know because I don't know who's going to be calling on her. So I don't know. But he knows. He knows because he all God all by himself. He knows everything. His eyes go to and fro. It go to from heaven to the earth. It go all the way around. So we not fooling him. So
right.
I thank God. I thank God for your daughter Barbara. But Father God, I ask that you feel her, hit her, Father God, hit her with your word, hit her with your word, Father God. Hit her with your word. Let your word do something so deep down inside, Father God. Oh, Father God, let her eat your word. I don't know if you saying, Lord, I want the true word, but he feels to give it to you. Is this something you've been crying out? Lord, give me more of you. I want to know the true you. I want to draw closer to you. I need more of you. I need you in my home. I need you. I need thee. I don't know if that's been your cry, but God forgive you more of him. He said, if you seek me, you shall find me. If you hunger and thirst, you're going to be filled. If you have faith to get out that boat and walk on the water, you shall walk on water without drowning. God has been there for you, even though when you don't think it, when you want to throw in a towel, he's been there for you, and he had did some things for you, even things that you couldn't believe yourself. So he feel to fill you up with more.
Amen. I receive that. I just want more of him, and that is my cry, the word of God. And the word I wanted so great that it manifested and it became Jesus. And I need him more than I need anything to manifest himself more and more each day, because we are the vine. I am the vine, the source, and he and we are the branches, and he that abideth in me, he said, and I am him,
right,
bringing forth much fruit. And I need to see the fruit, the fruit, the fruit.
And the thing is, I don't know if something happened in your life. I don't know what this is, but stay in that word, because it's like you yawn for the word. And wow, is you a worship or something? Are you in ministry? Are you a worship?
Yes, I am. I sing through the night, day and night, intercessor, praying for the leaders, praying for the world.
All right, because I'm telling you, you have anointed on you, and do you draw as well?
Well, when I do the visions, I do write, and I'm creative with the mind. Because I feel like that if you have the mind of Christ, then you should have creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come up with ideas and give it to people that they need to do in their ministry or their business. Because I don't politic a lot, but, you know, when they talking, I do listen.
Okay.
And I ask God, what do you want me to learn? What do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And well, I write a lot. I write my journal.
Because I see it's a drawing. Like it could be the drawing in your mind, a picture in your mind. When you see things, is it like a picture in your mind?
Yeah, all right. And it's a full picture, the gift of discernment, I guess.
Okay. So I don't know. We can, it's easy. We all been our focus. Don't get our focus. The more I seek mm-hmm. you, the more you seek him, the more you're going to find. You know, when you seek the mm-hmm. kingdom, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, you don't got to worry about what else going on, whatever going on. It's going to come to pass. But God want to fill you up more. He want to fill you up with more. He wants you to prophesy. Because it's like you have a prophetic anointing on you. He wants you, see, listen, he wants you to prophesy to your situation, prophesy to your family situation. Even when you're in a grocery store, you might go in the grocery store and the Holy Spirit say, just tell our lover, go over there and prophesy to that young man. He'll start moving you like that. The more you seek him, the more you're going to find him, the more he's going to fill you up with that word, the more you're going to be filled up with the living water, the more you're going to get his revelation of things that you see, the things that he's talk about, that he's speaking to you about. The more you seek him, he's going to download things. He's going to download. And sometimes it might happen real quick. That you're like, wait a minute, Lord, I can't keep up with this. Because you asked for it. You ask for it, and he's going to give it to you.
Thank you. That's true, because that's what I do. I do altar ministry, and I've ministered to hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so let him move through the eyes of Christ. Listen to what I say. Mm-hmm. Move through the eyes of Yahweh. When he get ready... Okay, Holy Spirit, help me to say this. Move through his eyes. When we move through
that's
the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, this show confirmation. Move through his eyes. Not no other eyes, but move through his eyes. And he's going to let you see things in his eyes. What's on your heart? Let me, even the tablets of your heart, the songs on your heart. The songs that's on the heart, my God, whoo, Jesus. The songs that's on the heart of Jesus. The songs on the heart of Yahweh. You want to see the songs that's playing on his heart because he is the musician. He is the pianist. I want to see the tablets. I want to see the words, the music on your heart. My God, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Well, that's perfect. You hit the hammer on the head of the nail, and that's what I do. I minister. I have to do prophetic word on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
So the church holds two services, like 10,000,
mm-hmm.
10,000 per service, Dan. And so I'm one of the intercessors that has to work the altars, and
mm-hmm.
I also train women, young women or people that's new in the ministry to how to work in the on the altar. To
mm-hmm.
minister to the people's hearts and their minds. And so that's our job at the church. We have to work sometime in twos and threes. And a lot of ladies like, I want to work with Sister Barbara. Can I work with her? I said, sure. And I'm like, you already have what you need. They said, well, we don't do it the way you do it. Can we just work with you and learn? I said, sure. It's free, treasures of the Lord. So,
and I just
that
ask God to
do.
Cover you. Right. I ask him to cover
yes.
you too, to keep you covered and still stay in the will of the Lord. You know, learn to let those go that need to let, because, you know, we be on a temporary assignment. We be on a certain assignment, and there's more out there that he might sign us to. You know, you walk in the spirit of discernment, you're going to know. You'll know, but don't let people pull on you too much. But I thank God for what he's doing. Keep doing it and stay in his will. Stay in his presence. Stay in his presence. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Stay in his presence.
I'm hibernating right now. Hibernating. So that's what you're picking up. Because when you're on different levels, a new
mm-hmm.
level, and he's taking
mm-hmm.
you higher, you have to hibernate and get before him.
That's
and
right.
This is what I do. This is my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to rest the mind,
breath.
Rest that mind, the
mm-hmm.
spirit, mm-hmm. and write.
We all need that. because he got to refine us. He got to try us by that fire. Sometimes we got to, you know, get on sanctuary. So, yeah.
And so you were right about that, because I just told God to cut these people off.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a motive hanging around me. I need them to go, Lord. It's my time with you now.
Well,
so praise God.
So, yeah, keep writing in your journal. And that's why I said the finance. We all, a lot of people are dealing with the finance and stuff like that. I can hear people say, how long, Father God, how long are you going to allow this to go on? He say sooner than sooner, sooner and very sooner. It's all coming. I'm telling you, God going to reveal some things about what they done did and what they done said. And I'm telling you, a lot of people will be shocked about it, but God got the last say so.
Thank you. That is so true. And that's what he was telling me. And he was letting me know that a lot of people that he's cutting away out of my little circle, he said, I did not anoint them. They took Vaseline and put it on their lips. And they have a few little nuggets, and they're trying to take it and run with it. And the Lord said, you're going to have to cut them off. So I had to pray that God would open up another door for them to go and stay with him, the Lord, at his feet, so I could do what the Lord wanted me to do. And so the finances, yes, I have been praying, because the Lord said, I can't release and give anything until you cut these people off.
Come on now. See, you talking now.
Because they would not let me go.
Right. But let me tell you.
They wanted to hang, and there was a motive. Mm-hmm.
When God cuts people off, when God cut people off, sometimes he'll let you know, sometimes he don't. The Holy Spirit will speak to you about the ones that need to go. And when he begins to remove them, we just need to let them go. Let them, they're going to remove their own self. God's going to remove them for you. You don't got to beg them and ask them to stay. You know, let those people go. Because sometimes they time is up. It could be a season. It could be sometimes they might be there for an hour. They might be there for a couple months. So however they are there to learn. People don't realize why God connect people together. They don't realize that. When God connect, I say when he connect, when he do the connection, it's for you to get something. Get what you need. Not abuse people, not take advantage of them, or don't get me started up over tonight. I didn't calm myself down, but it's just only for a certain time, and people have to understand that this time is so crucial. This time is such an asset to God's kingdom. It's not time to play. If you only knew, I'd be saying, Lord, open their eyes so they can see themselves what's going on in the spirit realm. If you know that when he showed me there's a black horse out there with a rider all dressed in black to come snatch souls, and you wonder why people ain't going to sit around and play. That rider is the soul rider. It's the horse that calls soul to come snatch souls up. That's why you see so much stuff is going on out there in the world, because this horse is out there. When the time he showed me about this horse, it was 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, this horse is out there right now snatching up souls.
Mm.
We don't have time to play. We don't got time to play. We don't got time to play. Get what you need. They want to be the way they are. They want to keep going around the mountain. They want to keep being in that whirlpool. That's between you and God. If you didn't get it, that's between you and God. I know my father going to be shaking his head up and down. Good job, my faithful servant. Long as I'm pleasing to my father and I did what he put me on the sign. If you don't get it, that's between you and my father. It's time to move around. It's time to move around. It's time to move, because there's somebody that he's going to sign you to that's really crying out. Because, see, the remedy and the glory carriers got to come forth for this revival. We don't got time because you got bumped, your little, you got boo-boo, you know, you didn't bump your arm, you offense, because God's word is not offense. His word don't offend you. God love corrects. So we don't got time to be trying to get you off the sideline to get yourself up, because you got something within yourself. It's something within yourself.
Glory to God.
So we got to carry on, because he are calling people to call a duty, a call a duty. That's what he showed me. I got specific people that's out there, and they are on assignment, and they are called to duty. And just like the military, you got your snipers, you got your special task force, and people in the military,
that's
y'all
right.
Know military people, they don't play. They don't play when they come to the martial art. They ain't playing with you. When they say draw, they don't draw. They don't care who you are. God got people that's in his army, in his soldier, that's doing the same thing. You ain't gonna shoot them down. You ain't gonna knock them down. They come in the night because there's night snappers. Oh, you better understand the enemy come at night to try to take you out. So he got the watchman. Oh, my God. He got the watchman on the tower. Sound of the alarm. He got him on the tower to snapper, to take him out. You better leave them certain people like that alone. You better leave them alone, because they got the sword coming out their mouth. Their weapon is like a machine gun, and it going to hurt you. You better understand in this hour, the call to duty.
All right. That's right.
Special task forces, they come at night. You don't know when they there. You don't know the type of hour they coming. They coming in to get the target, and they coming out. They come in so smooth, the helicopter can be right over your house. You ain't going to even know. You ain't going to even know they in your house. Before you look up, they done took you out. Because that's what the enemy trying to take you out. So that's why he got to call those who fully quit.
Mm-hmm.
They on the front line. They are called to do it. So he's saying the gatekeeper, the watchman, the intercessor, the prayer warrior, he's calling them to stand up, to come forward, to cover the leaders. We don't got time to play with you. We don't got time.
Mm-mm. No.
He's raising up. Y'all think y'all see. Y'all think y'all hear something and see something now. You just wait. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Right.
You ain't seen nothing.
We that quarter horse.
These people that God raising up the nobodies? No. He got to raise up the nobody, one that going to be bold. They going to be, you think something, baby. You think something now. These people going to be bold. They ain't backing down. They going to be bold to stand up to go to the White House. I'm going up in the White House. God going to send me in the White House. I'm going wherever he want me to go. They ain't going to be afraid and cower.
We're the thoroughbred.
We're the quarter horse. I thank you, Lady Barbara, for calling. And it's a precious talking to you. I always call her back on PGN.
Oh, I hate that word. It was great. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, you was my last caller. I had one more caller in the thing. I think I know who that caller was. They called from Colorado, and their phone be hanging up. So hopefully they'll call back.
They can get
if
back
anybody,
in.
If anybody's on here.
Well, you know
like
what? I have to also work. I do the gatekeepers. I do the gatekeepers as well as the intercessor. And we walk and we pray over the temple. We walk through there. We see with the eyes of the Lord. We watching for that familiar spirit, the seen and the unseen. So you got it. Perfect.
Right. So he's calling the gatekeeper. See, people, I tell you, God come back and give the confirmation. This woman, she was, and I remember the Holy Spirit told me, you got so many people want to be the pastor. You got so many people want to be the pastor. So many people, all the pastors coming up. I seen so many pastors, and I know what the pastors, I know about the leadership of pastors. God got to call you in the decision. You were called in your mama womb. You just can't wake up and nobody can lay hands on you and tell you was apostle.
Right.
You was a born as apostle. God ordained you
Thank
as apostle.
You.
It just needs to be activated. But everybody is apostle. There's so many apostles out there. And he was saying, daughter, they not apostle. I didn't call them apostle. They not apostle. And then everybody want to be a prophet. They wasn't prophets. They ain't no prophets. I had to call them to be a prophet. Even when Jeremiah didn't want to be a prophet, when he didn't even want to prophesy to them. It was so, see, this is the thing. When you don't want to prophesy to nobody, it be so up in you that when you speak, it's just going to come out like fire. My God. When it come out like fire, you have no control over it. When it come out like the two-edged sword, you don't have control over it because you are a prophet. Jeremiah didn't even want to do it.
Ooh, yes, God.
Fire shut down in his bone. It was in him. It was pushed up out of him because the spirit of the living God, the true God, the Abba, the Yahweh was up in him. He didn't have no choice. He didn't care. He had to run. Well, he couldn't run from it. When he didn't want to speak, it took over. That's the true Holy Spirit. I know about that, baby.
Ooh, thank you.
When you don't want to say
nothing.
It ain't going to leave you alone when you don't want to say nothing. It's going to, it can't, that the Holy Spirit ain't going to leave you alone until you release it.
Yes.
When you
True.
Don't want to say nothing to these leaders, when you don't want to say nothing to people, the Holy Spirit ain't going to leave you alone. Jonah
Get
ran.
Your house in
Jonah ran.
Ooh.
He didn't want to be no prophet. Yeah, the God, I tell you, that Jonah, boy, that Jonah, that Jonah.
You got to turn it up, baby.
Honey, y'all ain't read the story of Jonah. And you know what? I heard somebody saying they need to do a story about Jezebel. And I was wondering, yeah, why they ain't did a story about Jezebel? Why nobody ain't touched Jezebel? Because Jezebel died as a terrible death. Why nobody ain't touched Jezebel? They never touched the wicked. Mm-hmm. They don't want to touch that right there. They don't want to touch things that people, that let people know you keep doing this, you keep playing with fire, you keep playing with wicked things, this how you going to end up. They don't want to touch that. They don't want to do that story.
My Lord. Jesus.
No, nah, they don't want to do no story like that by Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do no story
mm-hmm.
like that. Nah.
But they want to talk about Delilah. But they want to talk about Jezebel, that cunning spirit.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
They
want to
sit,
I'm telling y'all,
they
want to
sit
read.
The real people down. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, there's some stuff in the Bible, in the book, I'm just like, wow. I fear God. I ain't playing with him. I don't care who think I ain't what, don't matter to you. I know one thing, I ain't for to play with him. Because when I see these
That's
people right here and what he did to them, boy, when he stopped speaking, when you walk in disobedience, and he's speaking to you to where Saul had to go to a witch to conjure up a spirit. Come on, y'all. That Saul, he wants to do things his way. God don't play. He told him to go kill all of them. Don't leave nothing. He want to save some for himself.
Mm-hmm.
God will make you the king and the queen. He will make you all that. But when you walk in disobedience, you turn from God, he going to turn from you.
That's right.
So, hey, either we going to tell it like it is, or we don't have time to sugarcoat nothing.
Mm-mm. We can't water the word. We got to tell it just like it is.
So if anybody else out here want to join in the conversation, you can press 1 on your phone. I'll be more happy to bring you on. We don't have that many callers tonight because I did say, Lord, let me have an easy night. I would like to get off PGN early tonight and see how he do it. God is good. He will do it. He'll do it.
You be blessed. Thank you. I enjoyed you tonight. God bless you.
We're calling in. Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, We don't have any more callers with their hands up. If there's, before I leave you tonight, if there's anyone on here that would like to like prayer, if anyone on here like prayer or testimony, press 1. Press 1, and I will be more happy to, I'll be more happy to bring you on the line. Okay, we got somebody with their hands up. So. Okay. And if there's anyone that's listening on online and you would like to call in the radio station to get in the conversation, or, you know, you feel like you got a word you want to share before I end the show tonight, you're more happy to call in. And that number to call in, if you listen online, and by on, we have people also that listen online. Excuse me, that listen online. And those who listen online, you can call in the number 319-527-6027. You can call in. I will be more happy to bring you on. If you got a word from the, if God leads you, you got a word from God, or you just want prayer, you just want to speak encouragement, words, you can, you want to give a word of knowledge, wisdom, hey, let God use you. This is not, this is, like I said, this is Yahweh radio station. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take this caller, 254-541. This is Sister LaShawn Matthews calling, and where are you calling from? 254-541. I don't know if they got their phone on mute. Oh, they probably clicked on over. 254-541. Okay. We'll give them a few minutes. Because I don't hear nothing with them or one. Maybe they stepped away from the phone. I'll come back. I'll take 903-431. This is Sister LaShawn Mass, who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hello? Can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Hi. I need prayer. I've been going through a lot of changes in my life, and I'm just asking for prayer.
Ma'am, who I'm speaking to and where you calling from?
My name is Deborah, and I'm calling from Longview, Texas.
Deborah. Hey, Deborah, how you doing?
All right, and you?
I'm great. I'm great. God is good.
Yes, he is all the time.
Well, let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Deborah, Father God. We thank you for healing her. I just speak, let your healing anointing hit her. Let your healing anointing hit her on the inside. Do a divine healing on the inside, Father God. And we come against all the pains in her bones. I don't know if you've been dealing with some pains in your bone, like arthritis of inflammation. So, Father God, we come against that, and we just speak healing over her, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. See how to say. You've been having some doctor's appointment late.
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, Father God, whatever, Father God, I just ask that you heal her, Father God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father God, I just command anything that's trying to do infirmity that's attacking her body. And Father God, if the adversary, Satan, have anything that's in the courts of him and against her, Father God, we ask that you reveal it. Reveal it to your daughter. Father God, we just speak anything that attached to these infirmities, anything that's in her heart, Father God, that you will repent and renounce in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you are healing the God. And that's not your plan that you have for her. The plan that you have for her, and we're going to speak Jeremiah 29:11, that the plans and the thoughts that you have for your daughter, Deborah, Father God, is good and not an evil, Father God. So she will have expect the end. Don't give up hope. Don't waver. Know that God is who he say he is. I am who I say I am. I am the beginning and I am the end. And I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. He still has the pen in his hand and he still writes your lifetime story. So worship him even when you have pain in your body. Before you go to the doctor, you say, I am healed. What they say you have, you don't have. You are, and I speak that you will be in good health. That you will be in good health as well as your soul prosper. And Father God, show her how to break bread in her household with you, Father God. Let her eat of your body and drink of your blood. Let her eat the good meat of life, which is you, Yahweh, in the name of Yahshua, that she will break bread in her own household. And everything that's trying to come against her mind, we break that power because God didn't give you the spirit of fear.
Amen.
If the Lord is your light and your salvation, who should you fear? Start reading before when you get up and before you go to sleep. Start reading some of the books of Psalms and start declaring these things over your life. And you know, put your faith. And God totally put your faith.
Yes.
So Father God, help her unbelief, Father God, and let her know that you are the still miracle God. You still perform the miracle. So Father God, let your anointing destroy the yoke. Let every yoke around her neck, every yoke be broken up off of her, mind, the mindset. Change the mindset. And Father God, I just speak that you do a deep healing, inner healing with her in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen. Is there anything else?
No, that should do it. I appreciate the prayer.
Okay. Okay, well, you know, when you get ready to go to the just keep speaking. I am here. I am here. And I want to give you this Bible verse. I think it's 3rd John. Let's see. It's 3rd John 2. I want to make sure.
In the world that, you know, people pay high dollar for, you know, and it's in my backyard.
Make sure that I give you the right Bible verse. Yes, it is 3 John 2. Okay, and write this down, 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things. 3 John 2.
Uh-huh.
So it say, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. Keep speaking that over you. Even, you know, start taking communion, but make sure you have clean hands and pure heart before you take the communion. Speak that even over your water, just like the angel came down and stir up the water. Ask God to come into your home. If there's anything in me, clean it out of me. Get everything out of me. Deliver me. Even deliver me from myself. Start speaking the word and ask him to stir up the water. Stir up the water even when you drink the water. You are going to believe. It's your faith that's going to make you whole. It's your belief and faith that's going to raise you up.
I hear you.
And so you speak the word over yourself. We didn't already pray. We didn't already pray in heaven. We already pray. And I do, I speak that word, that verse over you. And now you're going to have to believe and have faith in what was spoken over you. Even when you drink water, Lord, purify this water. This water is clean. Whatever you need to do on the inside, wash me. Wash it even when I drink the water. Wash everything out. Flush everything out. Whatever is in me, stir up this water.
Yes.
So speak that over yourself.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go back here. 254-541. I don't know if they put the phone on mute. 254-541. All right. I believe that's an Alabama number. God is good. We're going to end the show early tonight. Thank you, Father. If there's anybody that's online that would like to call in, 309-527-6027. If there's anybody else that's with nobody else on here with their hands on, well, I thank y'all for listening tonight. God is good because I asked them, let me have a light of night. Some of y'all know sometimes we get out of here at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So I told him, I say, Lord, let me have a light night, an easy night, and he answered. So I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. Remember the word, and if you came on late, go back and listen to it. Every episode, any host that's on PGN, the next day, the broadcast will be available the next day. You can always go look, listen to it. But go listen to the word Jesus said unto them, loose him, let him go. And that's how we got to speak to ourselves. And sometimes we don't even have time to pick up the phone and call nobody to pray with us. And we got to speak to these things. I'm telling you, oh, God. I was looking at the sky today here in Texas, and I said, Lord, because you could tell whatever they're doing, it's like they spraying. When I went out yesterday, you can know when the money activities is out, the money force is out. You can tell by them doing things in the sky and stuff. But whatever it was, it started burning my eyes and stuff. And I was like, thank God that I was close to the house to where I can get in the house and start washing my face. But it was burning, burning, burning. I say, Lord, what is that? What is that, you know? And I came home to wash my face. Y'all, please, please, please. I know it ain't too many people on here, but please cover yourself. Please plead the blood of Jesus over yourself. If you don't know about the whole arm of God, study it. Study about the whole arm of God. Be suited up. Now, sometimes I leave out my door without examining myself, without the whole arm of God. We get so busy. We rush out the door without covering ourselves. Because you don't understand what's outside your door. Have always, you have angels. Psalms 91 plus, he given us angel charge over us to keep us in all thy ways. You want to make sure those angels is you know, with you, because some places he might not want us to go, even though we want to go. He might not want us to go because you could tell they doing something today when I went out. And a lot of people, I'm telling you, I don't even want to get on that tonight, but because you can tell people over and over and over, and some people still don't get it. But I was looking at the sky, and I'm like, it's like little ruffles. Y'all have to ask God for the spirit of discernment. Open thy eyes to thy understanding. Open thy eyes to the to our heart. But you can see the ruffles in the sky, and I'm like, man. You could tell there's something going on, even in the weather, even what they're doing to the atmosphere, what they're doing, stuff all. You don't know what they're doing. And I'm like, you can look at the sky over here. You can tell the real clouds. And over here, you could tell whatever they done did, whatever they shooting up there, whatever they doing, you can tell is man-made because, I mean, I'm just looking at the clouds and how it was forming. All day here in Texas looked like it was going to rain, but it did not rain, but it looked like it was going to rain. But if you go outside, you pay attention, it was like a haze thing over there. And I say, Lord, what is that? Like a red haze, like the sky was like a red dust. I don't know. If some of y'all been in Mississippi or Texas, but we used to go Jasper, Texas, that red dirt. We used to eat the red dirt. Well, it, that's what the sky looked like, some red dirt in the sky. And that's what it looked like. And so I'm driving. The sky is red, but over here the sun is beautiful. It's like how the sky supposedly look behind me, but in front of me, red. Then all of a sudden this rainbow pier. And I'm like, huh, that's strange. Rainbow on a pier when it's kind of like rain or, you know, it's too, I mean, and it ain't rain not one bit here. It ain't rain. So you got this big old orange and different color up in the sky. It's like bloodshot red. And I'm like, I wonder if anybody else paying attention. People is going on about their old merry business. They ain't paying attention or what's even going around them. They not even considered to look up at the sky. You can sometimes look up at the sky and the sun don't even look like the sun. And then, Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. You better watch what they saying. The sun shooting out things and this stuff going to hit the earth. Y'all need to go, please go read your book. Please go open that book. And God going to show you a lot of stuff in that book. These signs is making up stuff. These signs is lying about a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff they are lying about. A lot of stuff that they are doing is man-made. But I'm not going to stay too long on here on that. But start paying attention to your surroundings. But I'm like, oh, my God, my eyes is burning. My eyes is burning. Let me get to this house, attack. Because anything wicked man do, it's a demonic attack. They doing things to try to cause sickness. They doing things to try, okay? They saying, y'all, you know, after hours, we really start talking on the radio after a certain hour, and I'm finna get off of here. They feel like, well, the coronavirus, and this is what I heard. Some people, ain't too many people on here, but maybe they go back and listen to the radio and say, I heard just last week, God unveil the truth about the coronavirus. He's about to reveal the truth, this virus, coronavirus. And some people going to say, y'all can write this down. This is December the 3rd, 2021, 11:09. I even heard that people were saying, I should have waited. That's what I was hearing. I should have waited. Now, I'm just going to tell y'all what I heard. This ain't got nothing to do with serving LaShawn, Sister LaShawn. This is what I heard when I spend time in my secret place and the Holy Spirit be speaking to me, that he about to reveal the truth. And I believe through some other, even other prophets, is coming out with prophetic word. But I heard that he's about to, the truth is about to be unveiled about these virus that man then made. And it's going to be some people that's going to be exposed. And some people, y'all going to be shocked about it. Some people going to be shocked about it. And I hear people saying, I should have waited. I shouldn't have got the vaccine. I should have waited. That's why I always tell people, God, what is God telling you? Did he tell you to get that vaccine? What is he telling you? Do what he tell you to do. I can't tell you to do nothing. You wait on him. If he don't answer you, you wait on him. You keep waiting on him until he answer you. And then a lot of times he'll answer you in his word. You think he won't speak to you about vaccine in his word? Yes, he will. Even he spoke to me about it. He even showed me. You remember when you was little and you got stuck in your leg? You got stuck in your leg with a vaccine? Okay, here go this caller, 7. Let me take this caller, y'all. 720-620, this is Sister LaShawn. Mess, who's calling? Where you calling from? What's going on? 720.
Veronica from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Veronica, how you doing?
Good. You prayed for my son the other day. Last week, I think it was Sunday.
Uh-huh.
From his stomach. He is doing so much better.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. All glory go to you. And I'm
thank
pretty
so
sure
much.
Y'all
it
was praying. I was just coming in agreement with y'all with the prayers. I already went up.
We're pretty thankful. Test. Yeah.
Yeah, thank God. We and Father God,
out.
We amen. We just pray that there will be no backlash, no retaliation. Father God, that he will continue to walk in his healing, Father God. And just like our other caller, that we're going to speak the word 3 John 2, that we wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. So we declare and decree that he will stay in good health in this season, this hour, and that his soul will prosper. And God, that will keep him, you know, that this thing will not come back. It will not come back. It will not come back. It will not try to come something else. God, we give you the glory. You get the glory. We don't get the glory. You get the glory. So we thank you for praying, his mother and his parents praying, and all the real saints and all the intercessors that prayed on his behalf. We thank you for your daughter, Veronica, Father God. Continue to extend her, Father God. Continue to use her for your glory, Father God. Even give her, you know, move her into that new dimension, to that new realm, to that new place, a new place that she never been before. And I just speak that over her, and that she will not fear when you take her to the new dimension, that she will not fear. She will not fear. She will not fear. So, Father God, anything that's trying to come against her eyesight, trying to come against her ear, Father God, we come against it. And, Father God, I see that you've been attacked. You've been getting attacked in your body as well.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, my ears. Yeah, my eyes. I'm a skier by God's grace, but I haven't been able to see in my ears. I hear things or I see things, but they're not aligned with God.
Okay, okay. Well, Father God, I think, I don't know if you heard me. I went yesterday and my eyes started burning, but thank God I was close to the house, and I was like, what is they putting in the earth? But my eyes started burning real, real bad. And so, Father God, we break the power of the adversary. Fiery dart, every dart that's coming from the enemy. Father God, your daughter know that she have the power and authority to tread upon the serpent and scorpion. Father God, sharpen her warfare tools, her warfare weapon. Give her a new weapon. Give her a weapon that the enemy ain't never seen and he ain't never heard of. Give her the new, because we know you have them. You have them. They there. Release that she needs to fight in this season. Release it. Put it in her hand. Let it be in her hand. Put it in her hand. Put it in her hand. And Father God, we come against this attack on her body, Father God. I speak that your healing anointing hit her body in the name of Jesus. Right now, hit her. Father God, release your fire, your blazing fire to burn everything that's not like you, Father God. If there's a connection that she connected with that was not of you, Father God, we ask that you cut, release your axe and cut that umbilical cord. Let it be cut. Cut everything that's not of you. Begin to burn it up, Father God, and let us see. Let us see. We oh, my kid, Father God, even let us see the plans of the enemy. And Father God, whatever they didn't took her name, her marriage, wherever they didn't took her name at that altar, we come against this altar thing, the curse word. Whatever they took their name to the altar, Father God, begin to tear down their altar. Begin to tear it down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We ask that you breathe on her eyes, breathe on her eyes, restore her eyes, restore her ears. Oh, come on. Yes, Father God. Yes, Father. Yes, Father God. We ask that you just place your hand on her ears. Place your hand on her ears, Father God, and do a cleansing in her ears in the name of Yahshua, Father God. Let everything that's not of you, Father God, everything that's not of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Father. Amen. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like a man appeared to me. I don't know who this man is. I don't know if y'all need to be connected to this man or who this man is, but I just ask God to give y'all, you might know, and you don't have to say anything, but I ask God to reveal it and give you more clarification. I don't know if it's a ministry that you connected to, but be careful. Be very careful in this next hour. Be very careful. Watch.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I noticed that I was hearing and seeing something, and I said, this is the mansion that is wicked. It's from the devil. I said, I'm not supposed to be in my ears or my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3 days I battled and I couldn't sleep. And then I said, God, what's going on with me? And I did not know that it was an attack on my body to alter the eyes here and not alter the ears. And I don't know who this man is, but I'm trying to open a church next week. And maybe the wrong church, maybe. I'm not supposed to knock on the door, but I'm going to be watching.
Okay. Well, I think that's what the expansion is. He's going to expand. That's probably what they mean by that church you're going to open. Anytime we try to do something with God and we try to do it with clean hands and pure heart, when he stamped the approval on it, that means it's done. It's already done in heaven. It's already done. Mm-hmm. But you got to remember, every prophecy and everything the adversary want to come after you to try to not, you know, don't work. The attacks come. That's why sometimes I try to stay away from prophecy, because when you go against some prophecy from heaven, you might well get ready, because the warfare is coming. So people don't understand that the warfare comes. It comes with the word that comes from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I don't know if you've been fat. If you, before you open this church, have you considered going on a fast?
Okay, I will do that.
Mm-hmm. On fast, because you know, even in the Bible, tell us some type of warfare, these type of spirit of consists of fasting and praying, and so. I don't know. I'm not hearing, but I am fast and pray. I don't know how long he wants you to fast and pray, but seek him on that. And he, trust me, he's going to let you know how long you should be fasting and praying. I don't tell people how to fast and pray unless he give me the specific instruction to give them, but asking what type of fasting he wants you to go on.
Okay.
Ask him what type of fast. And you might want to ask him that before you lay down and sleep. And before you lay down and sleep, wash your face, wash yourself. Just wash yourself in anoint. You just get a little olive oil, put it over your eyes, and anoint your, if there's anything, you know, I always say, Lord, I repent for my sin, known and unknown. If there's anything in me, reveal it. I don't, you know, anything that I need to be delivered and set free, you know, reveal it. Anoint your eyes and anoint your ears. Read or worship before you go to sleep.
Okay.
ma'am. I will do that. Amen. Thank you very much.
And if you get woken up out your sleep, sometimes we feel like this another thing, Veronica. Sometimes we think we can't sleep, but God be dealing with us too. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes
I knew that that's like what's coming.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. When I can't sleep, I know that attack is coming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes he will have. People don't believe this, but sometimes God will help people up, the watchman up all night, in the sea, worship all night. They can't sleep because there's sometimes when it's a crucial time, somebody life in state or something's about to happen, he will help you up all night. It ain't like you can't sleep. Sometimes the Holy Spirit be dealing with us like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just get up and walk around your house and just be praying and worship, play some worship music, and the Holy Spirit will let you know what it is, if this is of him or it's not. Amen. Is there anything else?
No, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and thank you for calling, and we give God the glory. And we just keep you and your family in our prayers.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Have a blessed weekend. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Now. I mean, as soon as she got out, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about something, but I pray over her family, too. I pray over her family. Oh, yeah, I pray. I'm just going to pray. Yeah, I see attack against her, one of her other family members, but we come against that. I see attack coming against her household, but I'm going to pray tonight. I'm going to pray for Veronica, if you can hear me. I've just seen something else, but I'm going to pray for it. I'm not going to say it on here, but I will pray for it in my secret time. I'm going to lift you and your husband up in prayer, in my prayer time. I'm not going to say it on here, but I am going to pray for y'all when I get off of here and pray for y'all in my prayer time. Keep hanging in there. Don't be shaking. Don't shake. Matter of fact, let me put them back on. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm going to pray for you. I just seen something else, but I'm not going to say it on here. I'm going to pray for you when I get off of here. Don't be fret not to even do it. Don't be shaking. Don't shake. But I just seen attack. Don't fret to even do it. God got that in his hand. I'm not going to say it on the live radio, but I am going to pray.
Amen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's it, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. I know nobody else ain't going to, I don't think nobody else going to call, but I just say, Lord, if someone do call as we depart from the radio, Father God, whatever they in need for, Father God, we praying, Father God. If they standing in the need of prayer for themselves, Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you just let them know that you hear them. You hear their cries, Father God. You hear the cry of the one that's innocent. Even you hear the cry that's the one broken, Father God, that, Father God, you hear them. Just like I'm speaking to them on this broadcast, they can speak to you as well. We should not be afraid. If the Lord is my light and my salvation, who should we? He let us know in Psalms 27 that he's going to take care of everything. Sometimes when we go through the storms, it might be raging in our life. It might seem like that we cannot get out from it, that it's too much to bear. But sometimes God don't want us to carry. God don't want us to bear it. He wants us to hand it over to him. Easy, hand it over to him. We are picking up so much that it's pulling us down. We are picking up so much that the battle ain't even, it's not us. It's not for us. It's for the Lord. It's for him to carry. He goes and fights those that's fighting for you. Y'all better believe tonight that God will fight those that's fighting for you, the ones that trying to come against you, the ones that trying to dig a hole for you. They're going to fall in that hole. The ones that trying to roll a rock up on you, the rock going to roll back up on them. Y'all have to use the word and whoop the enemy with the word. So whooping him with the word, because God tell her it is written. That's why I tell you, anybody been to my place when I was in a place of spiritual warfare, even with my marriage, even with my family, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me. I would print out Bible verse, and I got Psalms 91, Psalms 23, Psalms 35, Psalms 27. I just start printing them out. When the Holy Spirit give me a word, I print it out, put it on the door, put it on, because I say, okay, I need the word in my home, because I know I'm not going to be able to quote every Bible verse. I'm not going to be able to remember the Bible verse. And I kept that Bible. Sometimes I would sleep with the Bible in my bed in case I have to get up and open that Bible, because when he try to come in at night and try to, some kind of enemy is so crafty, he'll try to come and knock the wind out of you at night. You get that, you put that book in your bed. You have that book on your dresser. When we was coming up, I remember my Aunt Mildred on my daddy's side. She, you know, back then they used to have a nightstand. And on that nightstand, she had that Bible with that little lamp on that nightstand. So when she needs to wake up, she got her Bible right there. But sometimes you got to move that Bible from on your dresser. Go get it out the off your living room on top of the bookshelf and put that Bible. You don't got no nightstand, put it in the bed. Put book in the bed, because the book is the word of God. Even in Psalms 91, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of who should I be afraid? Don't fret evildoers when they come after you like a flood. God gonna lift up that standard. We say the word, but we got to believe in the word. We got to stand on the word. We have to put the word on the inside of us, because there's going to be a time that we would not have the books so available. That's why he said, God, break bread with my people, pass out the books so they can have it. They ain't going to have no excuse. You didn't pass. And let me tell you something. Anybody over here that got a Bible from the wall of prayer, there's no excuse. You shouldn't have no excuse. You didn't gave them the word. You didn't did what I told you to do. So, hey, do good. But them, they need to get connected to me. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat my flesh, they're going to stumble and fall. You better understand, they're going to fall. You're going to be a failure. You're going to be a crop failure. They're going to stumble and they're going to fall. They're going to stumble over their own trap, the same trap that they set for you, the same lie. They're going to reap what they sow. Everything, you better be careful whose side you picking this season. I ain't finna be on your side. Because, see, people always like to quote this Bible verse, touch not my anointing, leave my prophet alone. Okay, his anointing can be that intercessor. I'm finna help y'all out before I get off of this line. The anointing can be the intercessor. The anointing can be the gatekeeper, because the gatekeeper, God released keys to them. And there are certain keys that he released to the intercessor and the gatekeeper. And they got to be careful. If there's any gatekeepers on here, you got to be careful for how you release those keys. You can't release those keys. You can't lock up everything. You got to really listen to when God say, lock up your city, lock up your city. If he say lock up, whatever he tell you to lock, you use the keys to lock. You use the keys to bind it loose. These are keys I'm talking about. These are keys to the spiritual warfare realm. That's why he released it to you. So when he give you certain assignments, touch not my anointing, the gatekeeper. Touch not my anointing, the intercessor. Touch not my anointing, the pastor. Touch not my anointing, the teacher. Touch not my anointing. It's just not the prophet, apostle. Whatever you are called, we all serving. And then, like I said, in this season, this hour, because it's already shifted. It's already shifted. Some people way back there talking about, we waiting on this ship. It ain't already shifted. he's about to raise up the nobody. They're not going to be worried about if they're a bishop, apostle, evangelist, a prophet, the gatekeeper. They're going to be saying, my name is John, my name is Tom, my name is Lisa, my name is Paulette. That's what they saying. Somebody say, pastor, call me a pastor today. No, my name is Miss Williams, because they ain't caught up in the title. They ain't trying to build no pulpit, because God ain't telling them to build a pulpit, because guess what? God's releasing the angel to tear down the altar. You better hear and hear well tonight. God is releasing the angel to tear down the altar, and God going to build his altar here on the earth, the altar on this rock. I'm going to build my church. That's what the Son of the Living God saying. So right now there's a sledgehammer that been released in the spirit realm to tear down every altar. He's going to tear down every wicked altar, every lying altar, every deception altar, Babylon, every altar that's not of God is going to be teared down. And I'm telling you, this sledgehammer and this angel ain't playing, so you might well get out of his way. But you better stay on the word and get connected to God, because the adversary know his time safe, know his time is up. So he's trying to grab as much. Tell us if the elect, if that means you shouldn't be drawn away. If you saying you are God's true servant, you shouldn't be drawn away. The elect should not be drawn from God. Remember, though a host should camp against me, my heart shall not fear. You better understand, they do camp around you. Monkey see, monkey do. I have learned that throughout this ministry. They going to camp around you. I have seen this come and host and camp against me. That's what it say, against me. They will. They will take what you say, twist it around, try to make like you. Look, that verse in number 3 is so true. It didn't say one person. It say, though a host. Do you know what host means? That means more than one people, more than one person. When they come to try to take you down, well, they cannot take you down. They cannot take down a chosen one. Some of them know they can't take you down by one, so they got to get a host. Though a host should encamp against me, don't take it personal. My heart should not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be comforted. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that would I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. He's going to hide you in his pavilion. He's not going to let you stumble. He's not going to let you fall, but your enemy is. They think they're doing something. If they know better, they'll stop. God bless you. Remember the Jeremiah 29:11. God know the plans he have for your life. God know the plan. Yahweh know the plan. Enemy trying to figure it out. He don't know nothing. God know the plan. And it's good. It is not an evil. This is what thus said the Lord. It's good and not an evil. So you can have it inspect the end. Thank you for coming on. Have a blessed weekend. Remember, before you go to sleep and before you arise, give thanks to God. Thank him for waking you up even when you sleep, when you don't even know there's angels around you to protect you. I'm going to play a song. Y'all have a blessed night. Thank you for calling in.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips. Y'all raise it in a motion.